This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cars in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
No, I'm not despicable. And yes, I took lessons. I want to always be the best at what I can do. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. And I want you to go up to the website. I want you to hang out at therealside.com because I want your name. I want your email address. I want you to be involved in the conversation. You know, that's the way we get things done. You got to be involved in the conversation because... Look, whether it's me or one of the 3,000 other shows that are on here tonight, you get to hear how the other side thinks. You get to understand. Now, sometimes it might change your mind. You might say, hey, I never knew that. I never knew they thought like that. I never knew there were guys out there, conservatives out there like this, libertarians out there like this. You can actually get informed, God forbid. So anyhow, go up to the web. I got great writers. We have polls up there. We have questions up there. Okay, yeah, I make you work. I really do. So let's, you know, I mean, this is always a good one. This is always so much fun. The GSU police chief is banning on-duty armed officers from football games unless they have the special pass. You know what I'm saying? Like the special handshake, the special whatever it is, pat in the back. I don't know. He says, nuts or what? And this isn't a joke. This isn't satire. This isn't from The Onion. So apparently Georgia Southern University's police chief, Laura McCullough, has sent an email to her department regarding carrying firearms at college football games. Now, in California and most other states, when police officers are issued a right to carry, it isn't just while they work. They have the right to carry it 24/7 concealed. Their badge gives them that right. Now, she's issued and said, geez, college games, maybe they're off duty. Maybe we don't want you really doing it. And you'll have to have a special wristband so that we know that you're actually on duty in uniform. Right? So she doesn't even trust her own. There's two thought processes here. She either doesn't trust her own police department to tell the truth, not to play games while they're there, or maybe she's afraid that somebody's going to steal a uniform, buy a uniform, put on a badge, and walk around with a gun at a college game. Maybe that's what she thinks, right? You know, hopefully they're not fluorescent pink or orange or something like that so you can see them, you know, 500 feet away. So you know when they're coming, right? So in the email, she explains that only armed duty officers with special wristbands will be allowed in the stadium with a gun. All the off-duty officers are prohibited from possessing a firearm should you show up, though, with one. She wants you to go lock it in your car. How safe is that? Come on. Seriously? Some states you go to jail for that. You know what I mean? Her email reads, this is not a joke, and it's sad. This football season, we will be restricting weapons carried by law enforcement officers in Paulson Stadium. Please share this information with those in your office to whom it applies. No off-duty officers or officers in plain clothes will be allowed to bring a weapon. Now, what happens if you're responding to a call? Because it specifically says, they don't care whether you're working or not. They don't care whether you're on duty or not. If you're on duty, you need to have a special wristband on, or else. Man, when the union gets a hold of this, when they finally decide to push back and see what happens, only uniformed officers working the venue will be allowed to carry a weapon, and only if they have their little special wristband on. That's a cute little thing. Officers who are on duty and want to drop by the stadium for a short period, if they're not part of the event patrol, they have to take their guns off and lock them in the car. Right? So a guy in a uniform, a cop in a uniform without a gun, that's not dangerous at all, is it? She needs to be fired. She needs to move to the they need to move her to the janitorial role. You know what I'm saying? We ask that any officer dropping by the stadium use only the gates where uniformed officers are posted. So they can take your guns away from you, right? Thank you in advance for your assistance in this matter. We do hope to see you at all at the beautiful Paulson Stadium to help us cheer on the Eagles. Also remember that this Saturday's game is Military Law Enforcement Appreciation. You're welcome to come. Just leave your gun in the glove box. And make sure, you know, everybody now knows about this. So, you know, they're more safe now, right? Because the criminals will know that there's no... The criminals will know that there's no guns there, so you know they're not going to bring their gun because they won't need one, right? University policies prohibit officers from carrying guns at college sporting events. They're actually fairly common. Colleges can't risk having anybody's precious snowflake accidentally see a firearm or being afraid. Yes, we should all be afraid of the police now, shouldn't we? Now, I tell you what, though. When somebody starts shooting at you and it's not a cop... All of a sudden, where are the cops? How come they weren't here fast enough? Where are their guns? What took them so long to get their guns? I would just point at you. I would just say, well, you're the reason I had to run to my car to get a gun to help save you. Too bad you lost both your legs because that's what they shot you in the legs. Because I had to go get my gun because you were afraid of seeing a gun. And that's what happened. All right. So, you know what? Crisis of Character, a book written by Gary Byrne. He's a former Secret Service agent who actually was his station was there at the White House. So he got to see the Clintons firsthand. He got to see the punches and all that other fun stuff there at the stadium. I mean, in the White House. And he talks about, I can't even go through the stories he talks about. I mean, because they're pretty sad, pretty pathetic. But the book is mostly about Billy Boy. But Bill, you know, again, having to live with Hillary, he saw what Hillary did. He saw what was going on there at the White House. It's a whole different animal. It's a whole different perspective. And I hope some of you that are hardcore left, I mean, this isn't the first book written like this. This is the first person to call her out and her nasty. She hates Hillary hates the police. She hates the military. She hates anybody in a uniform. It's not right. She has no business being president of these United States. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Happy someone.
Happy someone. Happy who?
Happy normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Listen, if you want to check out the stations and times, head over to the website, go to the Listen Live button, and then you go down from there, and you'll see the stations list. If you have to listen on your smartphone, okay, that is not acceptable. You want to call the station around, you tell them they have to take the show. They have no choice in the matter. And ask them to take the show there. And if they won't respond to you, get a hold of me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I'll call them, and I'll let them know what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's a gazillion things going on up there on the website. And you do, look, you do want to get involved because you want to know how the other side thinks. Even if you're an enemy of mine, you should be listening to the show to find out how I think, how I approach stuff. It's really that simple. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. As I said, listen, we have been talking. I have been written pieces about Hillary. I've written pieces about the Clintons. And some of you say, well, you really don't know about any of this. You know, you're not involved with them. You don't know what's going on. But I know somebody who does. In a recent book that was put out by Gary Byrne, he served as the federal law enforcement for nearly 30 years in the U.S. Air Force Security Police Uniform Division of the Secret Service, and most recently as a federal air marshal while serving as a Secret Service officer. Gary protected President Bill Clinton and the First Lady, and I am sure that was a big challenge. Gary, thanks for being with me tonight.
I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun with this. And, you know, I don't want to get in. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
I was going to say, I don't want to get into personal lives, we'll say, to a big degree of the Clintons. I do specifically, though, want to talk about actions and things that took place in the White House while they were there hanging out.
Sure.
Yeah. So let's get right to it. What made you write the book? You know, that's always the first question people ask. Why did you decide to sit down and go, okay, I got to put this out there?
Well, you know, initially, in the very beginning, I never thought I would talk about any of this. I thought I would basically just, stuff it down and pour alcohol over it the rest of my life. But about 2 years ago, I started discussing it with a friend of mine, on a hunting trip. And anyway, so one thing led to the other, and then I got to the point where I decided that the real thing about my interaction with the Clintons is the American people need to know the truth about Hillary Clinton. If you want to vote for her, go right ahead. That's our system, and that's fine. But I want American people to know who the real Hillary Clinton is. And the way I came about this information, I think it's important for these opinions of what I experienced. It's important for your listeners to know is my unfortunate claim to fame is I'm the first employee ever of the Secret Service to be compelled to testify against a sitting president in a criminal case, and that was the Monica Lewinsky case.
Oh, wow.
And I was actually subpoenaed six times over a 4 to 5 month period and then eventually ordered to testify by Supreme Court Chief Justice Franklin. It's not something I want to put on the resume, no. So...
Well, Gary, normally, are you not allowed by law? Are you not required to testify when you're subpoenaed by a court when in a situation like that?
Yes, you are, because we're federal police officers. But this is the thing that if your listeners are nice enough to they get the opportunity to read my book, these are some of the things that I find fascinating. And one of the things is yes, you are required because you're a federal police officer, but. Your agency, in my case, the Secret Service, didn't want us to have to testify unless absolutely necessary, which I understood at the time and I agreed with. But what was also going on is that the Secret Service, the executives that were running the Secret Service at the time, they had the information that Judge Ken Starr wanted, that was leading this, the guy that was leading this investigation, but they didn't want to ruin their own career. So they about 20 uniform division officers forward, and some junior agents and one senior agent that wasn't even on the detail at the time frame they were looking at. And they did this to kind of protect themselves. And the Starr investigation went along with it as long as they got the information that they wanted. And they believed I could provide that information. So it was very bizarre. There was all kinds of twists and turns. One of the things is, and this really struck me, still today strikes me hard, is there's no attorney-client privilege between myself and these lawyers because we were all government employees. And it was just so bizarre. And the rules changed by a week. And as we got closer and closer, it got crazier and crazier. It was nuts.
Wow. So okay. So finally you were compelled by the chief. You can't turn a chief justice down, can you? It's kind of impossible to do that.
I was going to jail. I also talked about that in my book, Crisis of Character. So on two occasions, the FBI had threatened to. One time, a guy actually threatened to come to my house and arrest me in front of my pregnant wife. That didn't go over too well. Yeah, it was tense. It was tough. It wasn't just this. This story is multiplied by over 20 times. It was happening to my coworkers. It was happening to some of the junior agents. It was insane.
And I'm being a little sarcastic here because, you know, you become a millionaire by writing this book, right? I mean, a lot of people think when you write a book like this, that's the only reason you do it for the money, and you must have become a millionaire. Yeah. But that is the furthest from the truth you can get, right?
It is. Yeah, my book has sold a lot of copies, but I will tell you, I just got to the point where I'm in the black because I owe people money. You know, it's expensive to write a book. You have to get lawyers lined up. You know, I'm talking about very sensitive things. I need to have a law firm to back me up, and I needed certain things done, you know, for my safety and security. And so, you know, it's not about the money. It's about the truth. I'm so tired of hearing government officials and politicians talk about transparency. They don't really want transparency. They want transparency on the other guy and not on them. And the only way you ever have to get transparency on the Clintons is if somebody like me comes forward. It's not easy to talk about. The first time I gave a speech after my book came out about having to talk out of school, we called it, in the Secret Service, I could barely get the words out. I almost broke down in tears. I swore I would never do it, but I'm so adamant about people knowing the truth. That's my mission now. To know who the real Hillary Clinton is. And it's not what you see on CNN. And it's not even what you see on other like conservative news stations like Fox sometimes. It's even worse than that. The real Hillary Clinton is a dictator. She's angry all the time. She despises the military and the law enforcement. And it is, and I detail a lot of all these things in my book, Race and Security.
Well, you know, you're not the only one who has said this, though. So, you know, and I'm not trying to plug anybody else's information, but...
Let's talk about it.
There's other people that have printed, other Secret Service agents, other people close to the Clintons have charged with protecting them, that talk about this stuff on a regular basis. Look, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Crisis of Character, written by Gary Byrne. It is all about the Clintons and the years that he protected President Bill Clinton in the White House. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want to get right back to it because I want to use up all, use all the time I can wisely that I have with my guests. I've got Gary Vine on with me. He's written a book called Crisis of Character, and it's really all about the Clintons. It's all about when he protected President Clinton and his time in the White House. Gary, thanks for joining me today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. So the, spending time in the White House, one of the things I got to jump right to this because you and I were having fun with it during the break. When you protected the president, like all families, you know, they have their issues, they have their moments, they have their problems, but Mrs. Clinton, could get quite physical with Mr. Clinton at times, couldn't she? And when do you guys decide to step in and break up something like that, if at all?
Yeah, that exact question came up. So basically, the incident was I came into work early one morning, and there had been an argument, a bad fight up in my private living quarters. And, you know, for the average guest that's listening to your show, you know, the first thing you think is, well, that's kind of, you know, invading their privacy. But you have to put it in context. This is a big old mansion made of granite and stone, and there's stairwells. And, you know, the truth is, for the Secret Service, our job is to be as close as we can and give them a little privacy. But so this argument went on. It was very loud. It sounded very verbally violent. And then at some point during the argument, there was a crashing sound. Later on, when the crashing sound was investigated, they found a broken blue base, mostly blue, and with some white on it. So when my coworkers told me this that morning, I went right down to the curator's office. And the curator's office are the people in the White House who maintain all the artwork and artifacts in the White House. The White House is basically like a living and working museum. So I went down into the curator's office. I looked inside the little doors to get in there, and sure enough, there was a cardboard box with this mostly blue and white base in about 7 pieces. And so later on, when I went over to the West, So later on, I went over to my post in the West Wing. And when the president came over, he had a black mark under his eye that he was obviously trying to hide with makeup, you know, the kind of makeup you wear when you go on TV. And so the facts are that they had a very loud argument that became violent. There was a crashing sound. I saw the broken base. And then later on when they came over, he had a black eye that he was trying to hide with makeup. And, you know, I can guarantee you that, you know, the gardener or one of us didn't hit. So he got a mark somehow. And there was a crash, and there was a broken base. So something violent happened.
And the guys that you work with there at the time, I'm sure it didn't happen just once, and maybe that badly it happened one time. But
I would imagine you guys, you know, be a couple of times going, hey, you know what, hey, Gary, today might not be the best day. They were up to about 3 o'clock in the morning, not so good. You know what I mean?
No, we do. That's exactly how we pass this information on, because you needed to know. For instance, an agent one time passed on to me, there was a pass holder came up to the Oval Office, and I stopped them because they didn't have the right ID on, and I made them go back and get it. And after they walked off, the agent said to me, hey, I know you weren't on the road with us, but, you know, she was spending time with the president, if you know what I mean. So, you know, so after that incident, myself and the other officers that worked in the West Wing and in the mansion and some of the agents, we started discussing, and I know for a fact it was discussed higher up in the Secret Service. What do we do if they, you know, what if Bill Clinton's in the study behind the Oval Office having one of his liaisons and the First Lady walks in on him and goes berserk? And we had seen, you know, we'd seen enough of her anger to believe that could be an issue, even to the point where, you know, we would, if it happened, we would be looking to make sure there were no scissors laying around or something. Because, you know, there was the potential for it to be violent. I mean, this is a woman.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this was the woman that got so violent that she hit a Secret Service agent in the back of the head sitting in a limo with a Bible. She punched him in the back of the head with a Bible. So we knew her actions could easily rise to that extent.
Was her hand burning? Was she? I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, I worked with this guy 3 days after it happened, and you know, he described to me exactly what happened. So it was very bizarre for him, and he was not happy about it. So.
Oh, God. The other thing that I caught in the book, he had a little brothel going on there, like, you know, the Mustang Ranch there to a degree, right? I mean, there was somebody walked in on him or something happened where he was having sex on a copier or a map table. I don't quite remember.
Well, no, what happened was one particular Christmas, I was walking from the east side of the White House across the ground floor to the west wing to go back to my post after a break. And it was in the evening, it was around Christmas, and I stopped at this post outside the map room across from the elevator and the stairs to go up to the private living quarters to talk, to say hi to the uniform division officer there. And as we were standing there, a Navy steward walks up. These are the guys that helped take care of the president during the day. They had a clean shirt for him. He went to walk into the map room where the president was, and when the steward opened the door, he was looking back into the hallway and up. So we were looking at him. And when he opened the door, we were looking into the room, and there was the president standing face-to-face with Eleanor Mondale, making out like high school seniors. Now, they didn't even look up, and we just stood there and stared. And then when the steward saw the look on our faces, he looked into the room, and, of course, he got all flustered. He pulled the door closed, and he kind of took off down the hallway. And the three of us looked at each other, and we said, you know, Merry Christmas, welcome to the White House, or, you know, you're really... So,
but you guys, if Mrs. Clinton walks up at some point in time going, hey, I hear my husband was stripping somebody in the map room the other night, do you have to answer her? Do you, I mean, you're in a bad position. Are you? I mean, I'd rather be in Afghanistan.
If that was the only thing I had to answer for, I would have considered it an easy career. That didn't even get close to when it came to testifying and, you know, all the grueling hours we spent in deposition and stuff. So,
wow.
You know, facing her never bothered me. I mean, you know, she berated me before for silly things. I never really took her serious because it was so bizarre. I don't mean to sound that derogatory. It's not that I didn't take her serious because she was a woman or because she really wasn't. She was the First Lady. Her job was to be traditionally in charge of the social office. But because she was supposedly this high-powered attorney, she had an office over... in the West Wing, and the way she acted was so comical that I just couldn't take her serious. You know, I mean, screaming and yelling at people, hitting them with Bibles, you know, degrading officers in front of other people. I mean, it was ridiculous. If you saw the guy that fixes your car treating his employees like that, you would never take your car there again.
No, I wouldn't. You're right. Yeah, I agree. Now, you also talk in the book about how, and I know this will make some people crazy, but the Bush the Elder was loved by staff, and actually he even kind of fed some of you guys. You know, Barbara, you're really not supposed to interact with the first family, right?
Not too much. I mean, you know, eventually that's the way you're trained. And when I first started work working there, you know, Papa Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush was president, and you're not supposed to really interact with them. You're certainly never supposed to ask them for any kind of favors or anything. But after you're around them a while, the people like the Bushes, you do kind of get very fond of them. They're family. They're very nice people. And they're such patriots and so kind. And it was, you know, you had to remind yourself that this is work and, you know, these guys, it's a serious business for them, you know?
Right. But I want people to hear about the more human side of the Bushes, you know, how they, I don't know if he snuck you food, but he would try to feed you guys. And...
yeah, this is great. This is one of my favorite stories. So I'm working at the White House just like a couple months. And I'm working on the South Lawn side of the White House, which that's the side that's closest to the Washington Monument. And there's quite a few uniform division posts out there, you know, in different areas. So I'm on the post that's right in the middle in front of the Truman balcony, like the door on the south side that you would walk out of. If you looked at a picture, it would be obvious to you where I was standing, right in the center of the White House, basically. And all of a sudden, here comes President Bush and one of the housemen, and the houseman's carrying this giant silver platter tray with this big platter on it, stacked up sausages, brisket, hot dogs, hamburgers, and they were barbecuing. And I didn't know this at the time, but the rule was that when George Bush cooks and eats, everybody eats. So they walk up, and the president says to me, officer, take what you want, and please pass the rest of the other officers out here. And, you know, being the new rookie, I go, well, I'm sorry, sir, we're not supposed to eat on boats. And the houseman looked at me like he was going to punch me in the mouth. And so the president kind of, you know, just looked at me and shrugged and walked off. And the houseman explained to me, you know, what the deal was. And even showed me where to put the tray in this little spot, outside spot.
Hold that thought. We got to go to a break. We'll be back in just 1 minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more about the crisis of character. You got to hear this. Come on back.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive,
right,
my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And it better be American made. You've got 94 million Americans out of work. If you're going to buy stuff that you know or think there might be from Japan, China, Germany. Come on, go out of your way. I know it's almost impossible to buy something totally made in America, but you can go out of your way to look for stuff that's at least put together here. You know what I'm saying? They ship from here, ship to here. Try to go out of your way to buy American-made stuff. Let's get our people back to work. It will not kill you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Crisis of Character, a book written by Gary Byrne. And Gary is with me right now on the line. And Gary, thanks so much for being with me here tonight.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be here.
Having a ball. And Gary has agreed, because I'm not going to get through all my questions. So Gary's agreed to hang out for the next hour, too, and I think we'll have a lot of fun with this. At least I'll have a lot of fun with it. I don't know about him, but we'll have a lot of fun with it as well.
During the, again, I just, we got to go back to the break for a second. During the break, I tell you how I felt about President Clinton, and he seemed like his real name should have been President Bubba. You know what I'm saying? He's the guy that got out of college, he was chasing the women, he was doing all that stuff there, and somehow he ends up in the White House going, what the hell am I doing here?
He doesn't even know, right?
So, So, all right. So, President, we were talking about President Bush the Elder. You were finishing up your story about the barbecue thing where you thought you weren't allowed to. I mean, how do you have the President of these United States stand in front of you with a tray filled with food?
Yeah.
See, I would have lost right there. I'd been gone because I had food on it. But here he's saying, here, take this and pass it to your buddies. You really think he didn't know that he wasn't supposed to feed you?
No, he didn't care. Listen, when he eats everybody, this guy, they were so kind. And I couldn't even look him in the eyes when he was talking to me. That's one of the first times I ever stood toe-to-toe with him. And I had to look him in the eye, and I couldn't even look him in the eye. So he goes in the mansion, and the houseman helps, shows me what to do, and then the houseman goes inside. And then just as soon as the houseman goes inside, two of my supervisors walk up. And I'm standing there in the little puppy hole, eating. And they're like, what are you doing eating, Bert? And, aren't you just out of training? And I said, I swallowed what was in my mouth. And I said, well, the president told me to. And just then, the houseman came out with another silver tray with these big tall glasses of the place water. He handed one to me. And they kind of looked at him and looked at me. And the guy said, well, the president was cooking and he wants you guys to eat. So I put the glass down. I asked the lieutenant and the sergeant to hold my post. I picked the tray up, let them take what they wanted, and I took the tray over to the edge of the post, and my coworker was standing there. He took it, and they passed it around. And so, of course, the supervisors were, you're not supposed to eat until, they saw what it was. They took what they wanted, and then they went back to their office and ate.
I think that's the human side of these presidents that we don't always see. Now, all right. So let me throw it at you. Did you ever see those acts of kindness from President Bubba or Hillary?
Oh, from President Clinton, yes. He actually did. He did me a couple of real solids in my time working with them. Yeah, I got the opportunity to introduce my parents to him one time one evening. And my parents and some friends of theirs. He actually took a picture with me before when I left. After my time at the Oval Office was done, I went over to Tours, and I still worked back and forth once in a while, but I was working over in the mansion more in the Secret Service Uniform Division Tour section. And when I was getting ready to leave, his secretary and assistant had me in one day to have a photo. Typically, Uniform Division officers don't get photographs with the president like that, just the agents when they're leaving the detail or retiring. So it was a big deal, and it was very nice. That picture didn't actually make it into the book, but I think it's on my website. So.
Got it. All right.
But anyway, he did a couple songs for me, and I tell a funny story in the book about him inadvertently getting me my Christmas vacation one time. So anyway, it's pretty crazy.
So our agents, when he's having meetings, and I know the Oval Office is more of a show office, right? I mean, it's not really an office where they actually do business. When they bring people in, they kind of sit around and talk in there, correct?
They do work in there.
Oh.
But he also has to study behind it. But they do work in there quite a bit, actually. And you know what? To most people, you can't see this, but when the Oval Office actually has about 6 phones in. So when there's something going on, the front of that desk, the Resolute desk opens up, and there's a phone on each side, so people can sit on each side in front of the president, and they have their own telephones. He's got phones behind them. He's got his own, it's actually can be used, when the secretions hitting the oscillator, so to speak.
Yeah, I just didn't know. Now, again, when he's in there, are you guys, if he's conducting business, if it's an important meeting or what have you, are Secret Service agents in there with him?
Or the... No, not typically.
Okay.
Not typically, but there are exceptions to that. And actually, a good story about that, I hope you don't mind me plugging in somebody else's book.
No, not okay. Go for it.
There's a retired Secret Service agent. His name is Dan Emmett. And in Dan Emmett's book, he describes this very tenseful time where he had to go into the Oval Office because the president was in there with a foreign dignitary from a kind of hostile country. and I won't give the story away, but if you get a chance to read Dan Emmett's book too, it's a great story. But typically we're right outside, the agents and the officer. The officer, the reason the officer's there is when the president leaves, the agent's still with him, of course, and then the officer maintains the continuity of the office. He makes sure that the classified information gets locked up if his staff, is busy or gets distracted. And he's also there to make sure the alarms, there's a lot of alarms involved in the White House and, securing the president. So make sure all that stuff is where it's supposed to be and working. And the uniform division maintains all those posts 24 hours a day. So.
And I'm not trying to give away government secrets here, but how many men are around him? Do they kind of relax a little bit when he's actually in the White House, in the area where he's working, or is it just as tense?
Yeah, they don't relax, but you're just short of right. They need less people in the mansion and in the West Wing because it's our home turf. It's our court, so to speak. The Secret Service, it's their gig. They know they've got, they know exactly what they're doing. They've been doing it a long time. And, clearly, since we're kind of on the subject, clearly, if your listeners get a chance to read my book, I have some issues with the Secret Service as far as their management style. But their job, I greatly respect. And I do realize, and I acknowledge this openly, that, and I gave this a lot of thought, that, writing this book would put a little bit of pressure on them. But again, I felt that it was something I had to do, that it's that important that the American people know who the real Hillary Clinton is.
I agree with you. I think what you did was a good thing. I know a lot of people don't feel it was, or people in your industry
right.
are openly saying it wasn't. But I think we need
right.
to know about these people, good, bad, and indifferent.
Yes. And like I said, tomorrow morning you'll hear somebody trashing me in my book or calling me a liar, and then 20 minutes later they'll be talking about transparency. So, you can't have it both ways. If you want some transparency, you have to allow people to come out and talk.
Well, I think what's funny is that when you hear what some of these guys have to say is, you guys vow secrecy, you're not supposed to talk about this stuff, yada, yada, yada. But there's got to be a line,
right.
to be a line where you go, enough, because you're not just a president. Now you're hurting my country. Now you're demanding
right.
that seat that you're sitting in. At some point in time, I've been talking about this for years on my show, how, military men are usually, they're men of integrity, okay, usually, right? They're not perfect either. And
Right.
even with the current president we have, at some point in time, there's a breaking point. At some point in time, they're not protecting a man of integrity that wants the best for the country. This guy wants to make sure he can get away with having sex with somebody in a map room. I mean, there is a breaking point. Is there not?
Yeah. And so here's the analogy I use. And it sounds a little extreme at first, but it kind of gets your attention. So let's say I'm still in the Secret Service and I'm on a protection detail. And our protectee is out in a boat riding through the, the Chesapeake Bay, and he's driving the boat. And he accidentally kills somebody. He accidentally runs over a water skier. But nobody sees it but us. So the next day, they find this person floating in the water. He's been hit by a boat, and the family's distraught. Where do you draw the line? Do you come out and say, of course, the mentality is, the president, you can't let the president expose the president to this prosecution for this accidental death. The Secret Service, in my experience, they would help try to cover it up if that's what they were told to do. Where do you draw the line? And in that case, I would come forward and take the beating and whatever it would be. And clearly, I feel like I've crossed that line now, that it's that important. I realize that's a little extreme, but it gives you the way I think about it.
I agree with you, Gary. Gary, we are up against it. I want to thank you for being with me, and you're going to stay into the next hour because I've got another 287 questions that I need to ask you.
Sure.
Before I let you go. I've got Gary Byrne with me. He's the author of Crisis of Character, and he talks about his firsthand experience with Hillary and Bill Clinton, and what a wonderful family. We'll be back in a few minutes. Go ahead, warm up your coffee, take care of your bodily functions. Come on back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.